I used to be a closet geek. Several times a day, I would walk away from meals, coffee breaks, meetings, and other social gatherings, and head for the privacy of the closest ladies' room. There, amongst the rolls of toilet paper, disinfectant smells, and electric hand dryers that never quite get the job done, I would do something I just couldn't wait to do. My adrenaline pumping, anticipation clouding my judgment, certain that I was all alone, I would silently, joyously, swiftly slip my pocket PC from its holster, and with a tap of the stylus they would appear in all their glory, my email messages, the list of unopened notes letting me know that I was alive and someone was thinking about me. There would be the reminder of the latest sale at Bombay Company, the note from my boss following up from our last meeting. The instant gratification was just too alluring. I felt like I really mattered, thanks to this electronic wonder. Yet, when I got back to the people I'd temporarily abandoned to fulfill this need, all of the excitement of the act just seemed ludicrous, and I was completely overcome with guilt. Why was I so racked with guilt when people all around me were emailing to their heart's content? I had an epiphany one evening as I was desperately trying to stay on top of incoming emails, homework assignments, and dinner preparations. As I happily plinked away with my stylus, barking out spelling words and stirring noodles, I realized that I was doing a disservice to all three tasks, and most importantly, to my daughter. She deserved my full and undivided attention. At that moment, and on countless others, I really mattered to her. The sale notices and business inquiries on the other side of the internet could just wait. I knew then that no amount of gadgetry could replace the joy of smelling the sweet smell of my daughter's hair as I tuck her in bed at night. Nor could a well-traveled internet joke replace the sight of my husband's smiling eyes when we share a private laugh together over one of our many quirks. I still don't leave home without my pocket PC, but I also remember that no matter how automated, integrated, and user-friendly the world has become, life is truly about focusing on the people in my personal space, not what awaits me in cyberspace.